This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire for Tuesday, October 12th. And what a doozy of a night we had. Not only high drama in baseball all day Monday, but then you had an incredible Monday night football game where the Colts led 22-3, choked it away, lose to Lamar Jackson in overtime. And by the way, this officially ends any and all talk that Lamar Jackson can't come back from double-digit deficits. I mean, that was a hell of a comeback. I know the Colts secondary was like put together with scotch tape by the end of the game. Marquise Brown, all those props hit. Unfortunately, Raiders minus 7 did not. But, you know, everything that happened in sports Monday on the field, on the baseball diamond, took a backseat to the absolute chaos and anarchy that hit, I don't know, Monday evening, Monday late afternoon. I think it was like, what, second quarter of the Monday Night Football game. When it's like, oh, here's a bunch more stuff on John Gruden, courtesy of the New York Times. And it's like, you know, kind of like the bat signal out there, like, oh, whoa, what is this all about? And listen, this is going to take a minute to get into, but I need you guys to understand full context, because this is one of those weird moments where cancel culture, which is running amok, is going to go after anybody who doesn't fall in line on this John Gruden Raiders email disaster. So I need to make several things clear. I don't want to get myself fired. I love doing this. I love working at Fox. Obviously, all that I need to say up front. That being said, the New York Times dropped this bomb. The NFL coach, John Gruden, used misogynistic and homophobic language for years. A review of his email shows. He denounced the emergence of women referees, the drafting of a gay player, and the tolerance of protests during the national anthem. Hard stop. Okay, yes, all that is factual. But we need to provide context to where the hell this comes from. So let's start at the top. Why is anybody digging through John Gruden's trash? Well, John Gruden was buddies with a guy named Bruce Allen. Bruce Allen worked for the Washington Football Club, which used to be the Washington Redskins. As guys are wont to do, they send emails to one another. John Gruden, from his personal email account, and I need like the big, you know, that star where on the 8 on your keypad, there's like a star. I need a star around personal. John Gruden, around his personal email account, was sending a bunch of stuff to Bruce Allen, who worked for Washington. He sent topless photos of women. Oh my gosh, how could he do that? Who would do, what guy on planet Earth would do that? And he sent a ton of other stuff, okay? Tons of other crap. Taking shots at Jeff Fisher, saying, why did the league pressure him to draft, in quotes, queers? I mean, that's from the email that they got. So he said a bunch of stuff that idiot guys say. Okay? Now, there's a grown man, John Gruden. There's no, nobody's excusing him as idiotic 20-year-old musings over email. Okay? But it was his personal email account. I feel like that's important. So then it's like, well, wait a sec. If it's his personal email, why is he in trouble? A, he was not a coach then. He was not employed by the Raiders. He was employed by ESPN. But it's still his personal account. Who cares? Okay, here's the context. The NFL was looking into the Washington football team culture, because the Washington Post had written, I think, 1 or 2, maybe 3 years ago, whatever it was, a huge series about all this bad stuff inside the organization, and the people were being sexist and racist, and, you know, basically everybody in Washington was being an asshole. And it trickled down from Daniel Snyder, who's just giant prick, billionaire douche. And he just treated people like crap. And there was a big Washington Post investigation. And so the league said, we're going to investigate the Washington football team. Okay. The media obviously has a hard on to get Daniel Snyder. And, you know, the guy seems like a, like one of these guys with a Napoleon complex. And he feels like he was like born on third base. But let's be real. He did make a lot of money. So he did some very smart things and made a lot of money. He's a rich guy. And now he is like one of these rich guy Bond villains who's just a total jerk and thinks he walks on water. One thing he doesn't do is send email, because it's interesting. This is where it starts to get interesting. And I don't want to go off the topic of Gruden. And you guys, this is important, because this is going to be a flashpoint today and tomorrow going forward. that you can get busted and lose your job over emails from your personal email. So while the NFL is investigating 650,000 emails, 650,000 emails. I don't know if you guys have sent 650,000 emails in your life, but in the Washington organization, they go through 650K. What's interesting is absolutely nothing has surfaced on Washington. Nothing. No Daniel Snyder inappropriate emails. What did Bruce Allen reply to all of Gruden's emails? We don't know. Is that leg going to drop later? It might. We'll see. But what to me is super fascinating is the league is investigating Washington. They find all this stuff on Gruden from 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago. And magically, it gets leaked to the New York Times. Huh. Kind of sort of interesting, right? All this stuff comes out on Gruden. He's sending nasty emails. Oh my gosh, topless women. One of them was a photo of topless Washington football cheerleaders. How could Gruden do something like that? So all of a sudden, what was an investigation into one of the owners, Daniel Snyder, who's made the league look bad, all of a sudden, nobody's talking about Washington. There's zero dirt on the Washington football culture that the Washington Post claimed there was so much. And now you've got a head coach who resigns after emails from a decade ago from his personal account come up to the surface. Rob, again, there's a lot here. I am in no way, shape, or form exonerating John Gruden. Do I think on some level it is wrong that someone who was at the time an announcer, right? That's what he was. He was an announcer. Do I think that those emails are awful? Well, some of the stuff he said was pretty bad. Yeah. But that it came out. I mean, do we think that every single person who's been in and around the NFL over the last 20 years has never said anything along those lines? I mean, it's funny. Someone texted me, hey, do you remember when how quickly Obama and Clinton flipped on gay marriage? Like, that was, they were like hard and fast. No, no, no. And then they flipped. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And that was related to the Gruden. Like, it's funny. 20 years ago, if emails from Gruden surfaced from 20 years ago, would they give him a pass? I don't know. I have no idea. But Gruden realized they're out to get me. They're coming for me. It's over. I said a bunch of dumb stuff. Now, we can make this about Gruden. We can make this about personal emails. We can make this about the NFL getting a scalp to protect an owner, which is possible. I don't know. Snyder could end up getting tossed in a week. This is so fascinating that Gruden would come out and release this statement. I have resigned as head coach of the Raiders. I love the Raiders and do not want to be a distraction. Thank you to all the players, coaches, staff, and fans of Raider Nation. I'm sorry I never meant to hurt anyone. And I don't know. John Gruden's been a leader of men for many years. He coached in the NFL for a while, won a Super Bowl, I know, with someone else's guys. And people love to play for him. He did the, what was it, the Monday Night Football. He was the announcer. And then they did, what was it called, Rob G? Gruden's Super Summer Camp or Quarterback Camp or something?
Gruden's QB Camp.
Right. Did people not love that?
It was great.
Yeah, I confess, I've never seen one in my life. Anytime anyone's like, you have to watch this. Here's a secret. I've never seen a Manning cast because all I see on social media is, this is the greatest thing ever. Peyton Manning is revolutionizing announcing. I'm not watching that. No, sorry. Too many people are... Now I could get in trouble if I said that phrase. Too many people are slurping the Manning cast, so I'm just going to tune out. If everybody on planet Earth is watching and talking about it, there's no win for me. What am I going to add? There's nothing there. I'll just watch something else. And frankly, I don't know, like, I think, I don't want to give him too much credit here. He's a buddy. I think he's come on here before. Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk summed up the Gruden thing this way. The NFL basically wanted to do something about Gruden, but it couldn't. What's it going to do? It's going to suspend him for personal emails a decade ago? So what they did was they, according to Florio, they kept leaking it to the New York Times. And once there's enough groundswell and the New York Times is pushing out, oh my gosh, football coach, homophobic, anti-Semitic, whatever it was, then the pressure was on the Raiders to do something, or the pressure was on Gruden to resign. And Gruden just said, you know what? F this. I don't need this. My life's torched. I can't go public. People are going to take shots at me. I'm an awful human being, according to 10-year-old emails. Like, this is tough, Rob. Again, I don't want to make it sound like I'm defending John Gruden. I've never met the guy. He could be a raging prick for all I know. He could be a massive asshole. He could treat people like garbage. I don't know. All I know is from his personal email account, like, if our new standard here is, hey, man, if they dig up anything in your personal email account, you can get fired. Well, do you know how many people are losing their jobs, Rob, if that's the new standard? I'm being serious. I mean, like, honestly, how many, if they comb through your texts, you're on a bunch of text chains with dudes from high school, from college, fantasy football, gambling. I know you're sending stuff in there. I know other guys definitely send it to me. And yeah, do we get caught up in the moment and send stupid stuff back? Of course. We're guys. We're cavemen. I had to explain to my kids this Gruden situation. So, you know, we're sitting down at dinner. I was like, guys, I just need to make this clear to you. Because they're like, not using the internet, but like playing games. And like, they got to start to understand the web. And, you know, they're on, I think it's like Zoom chains, or there's some kind of school. Once they go to homeschool and they started to understand how to use Zoom and the chat functions and all this stuff. And I had to explain, like, guys, anything you put on the internet is out there and potentially fair game. And you could say one bad word, one crossword, say something mean to someone, whatever, that could end up coming back to bite you in the butt. So the safe move, whether it's Instagram, yeah, I got my kids' Instagram accounts, Facebook, they're not on there yet. I doubt they'll ever want to go on Snapchat, which they'll inevitably join because every teenage kid has it. Bottom line, it's all out there. So you got to be really freaking careful what you put on email, on the internet, anything. And, you know, my son goes, well, Dad, what about the Roblox chat? Do you think they would track that down? I was like, what are you saying in there? He's like, I'm not saying anything, but people write all this bad stuff in there. I have to cover the screen so my my sister doesn't see it. And they're like motioning. And I'm like, gosh, it's so good to have young kids. But the reality is, like, I just need to be clear. Like, John Gruden got fired for sending personal emails a decade ago. I'm sorry, he did not get fired. John Gruden resigned because personal emails he sent a decade ago were leaked.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Rob, I know you're a Raiders fan. I'm sure you're devastated this morning. How do you feel, A, as a Raiders fan, and B, in that on the situation?
Well, as a Raiders fan, it sucks because, you know, say what you want about John Gruden, whether he's a good coach or not. You know, since he got there, he's known as an offensive coach, and the offense has not really been a problem. Like, you know, last couple of years, they've been, at worst, middle of the road, at best, the top 10 offense. The issue was always the defense. This year, they finally get a middle of the road defense, which is really all they needed the last 2 years heading into this season. And you're like, hey, we might be able to do something. And sure enough, the bottom falls out. You know, I don't think they're going to be able to weather the storm as a unit, as a collective. I don't think they have enough guys that people will gravitate to, especially veterans in that locker room. So a team that realistically maybe could have won double-digit games in a 17-game season with that offense and the defense playing just, you know, okay, suddenly it's 5, 6, 7 wins maybe, if that. So,
and you have to wonder, did this impact that performance against the Bears?
Because it's possible.
They looked out of sorts, the penalties. They do have a gay player on the team, Carl Nassib. And, of course, there was a photo surfacing yesterday about Gruden dapping up Nassib. And this gets to a question I got on Twitter yesterday from somebody. Like, he said he heard the pod, and he was like, okay, I get what you're saying about Gruden, but how come he's never hired a minority coordinator? And that was something I had not considered. I was like, is there evidence that John Gruden's ever been a racist in a locker room? Surely some player would come out and say something. And Rob, have you seen anything from any former players that hinted that Gruden had any racist tendencies or what have you?
Nope.
Mike Tirico, who I think worked with Gruden at ESPN.
Correct.
Came out and like defended him. Did Dungy defend him as well?
A little bit, yeah. And he also had, you know, current players, Derek Carr, Josh Jacobs, who was also black. He's one of the captains of the team, saying, you know, I don't think he's lost the locker room. And that was regarding the first email. And I think because of his relationships with all these guys, you can get by with that one first email about Damaris Smith. As soon as that New York Times bombshell was dropped Monday evening, you knew it was a wrap. Because the NFL is, especially in the last year and a half, has really, really gone out of their way to show how inclusive that they are, how supportive they are of minorities, how sensitive they are to the struggles that people of color have faced, you know, women and the struggles that they have in society, as well as more female refs, how big of a deal they made it that Carl Nassib, you know, was the first openly gay NFL mm-hmm. player. So you can't, on one hand, preach all of these things in public. I mean, they have end racism in you know, the end zone of games. I don't understand how that really matters.
I did see that at the Chargers game.
You know, that doesn't really do much, you know, to really curb the racism issue that's in the country. But, you know, they're really going out of their way to make it seem like they do care. So as soon as those things came out and Gruden's using homophobic slurs, you know, he's questioning female referees in the NFL.
Okay, but time out. Again, this was over his personal email.
I understand that. And so it's a double-edged sword. What I'm saying is, on one hand, the NFL cannot preach this kind of stuff and have one of their faces of their league be against it. On the other, and this is something that I said when the Donald Sterling tapes came out, when the Rachel Nichols ESPN tapes came out, the minute you start punishing people for their private conversations is where you are in a slippery slope. And you brought up a good point. You know, Mike Florio mentioned it. It's very interesting that in an investigation into Washington, and in this New York Times piece, I can read it to you verbatim. It says, privately, Gruden and Allen appear to have few boundaries in expressing homophobic, transphobic language. In 2015, Gruden and Allen criticized congressional bill that aimed to change the name of the Washington football franchise. So both of them are exchanging commentary.
We don't know what Bruce Allen
says. We don't know what Bruce Allen says. It's convenient that only one side of this gets leaked out. So I don't know if they NFL had it out for John Gruden. I can't say if that would be the case. But it definitely feels as though somebody was excited about leaking something regarding this investigation, because as you mentioned, nothing came out of the investigation really, other than a fine, and Daniel Snyder was moved off the day-to-day operations. Something was going to come out, and the NFL preemptively decided, we are not going to let one of our owners take a hit. John Gruden is the lowest man on this totem pole. He's got to be the one that takes it.
Yeah. The billionaires get protected. The millionaires, and, you know, Gruden had a very large 10-year contract for the Raiders. You know, they're the collateral damage. It does kind of feel like Gruden is collateral damage. I know some people are going to be like, you're defending Gruden. I'm not defending Gruden. I'm just, there's a lot of context and some gray area here. Okay, so we'll be clear. Were John Gruden's emails, what he wrote in them, wrong? Yeah, certainly. That's probably behind closed doors with his buddies of 10, 15, 20 years, he's probably saying some dirty stuff. Okay, time out. How many dudes are saying that same kind of similar stuff? Not the exact same. How many dudes are doing that privately with their friends? Probably a lot. That doesn't, Gruden's has, to my recollection, there's been really nothing of him with teams. I mean, he did have massive beef with Keyshawn, right? Was that Gruden?
Yes.
Yeah, in Tampa. Okay. You know, prima donna wide receiver who, you know, was with my Jets, so I'm going to stay out of that one. But by and large, there's no evidence of him being a terrible human being. Are these emails terrible? Yes. Are they as personal? Yes. But it definitely, Rob, to me, comes off as, man, this is a new precedent. But Gruden was basically like, you know what? I'm out. I'm resigning. And now he's just going to fade into oblivion, as Mike Tyson likes to say. And you just have to wonder, was this enough of a distraction? John Gruden fired, that people will forget. Oh yeah, the league was investigating Washington. So what do you guys have? How come nothing's been leaked on the Washington football team side? How long, Rob, before people stop asking that question? Is it, well, you know, baseball postseason's heating up, NFL's getting exciting, we've got some more great games coming up, college football. Like, fall is there's a lot happening in sports. NBA's about to start up. Like, a lot's happening. Are people going to forget and move on?
1,000%. Because that Washington Post article came out, what was that, July? Like, when they had the investigation?
Yeah.
And that lasted, what, a weekend? Not even that, 12 hours, 16 hours before we were on something else?
That's the new thing. That's the new news cycle. Like,
And it goes back to this whole idea of privacy. The NFL is... One, I'm not going to say that they're corrupt, but they have a vested interest in quote unquote protecting the shield. They will sweep a lot of stuff under the rug if they think it's going to embarrass the NFL. They try to sweep the Ray Rice punching his wife unconscious under the rug until the TMZ leaked the video. Okay. There's a reason why the Colin Kaepernick situation got settled rather than going to discovery. Can you imagine if Colin Kaepernick's attorneys got access to 650,000 emails of the NFL's? I mean, we found out in just this one instance that John Gruden, and we may or may not have seen Allen from Washington responding. We don't know exactly what he said, but he's saying, yeah, you know, Eric Reed and what they're doing with the national anthem, they should be fired. You think John Gruden is the only one in a position of power around the NFL who felt that way?
Come on, of course.
So there's a reason why certain things get out and certain things don't get out. There's a reason why when Spygate happened with the New England Patriots, they destroyed the videotapes. There's a reason why Tom Brady in Deflategate decided to destroy his own cell phone, his own private cell phone. Because when it comes to legal matters and when this kind of stuff is available to search for, everything is on the table. And the NFL cannot afford to let themselves be embarrassed in the public eye. And yeah, unfortunately for John Gruden, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, he's the one that's going to take the fall for the comments that I'm sure were shared by several, if not hundreds, of high-ranking NFL officials.
Yeah, I mean, basically everybody this morning, last night, was scrambling, maybe over the weekend, to just delete as many emails as possible, empty the cloud. Please, clear my record. Now, despite a bunch of people saying that John Gruden has never had a minority coordinator, if you look back at his first year coaching as a young, I think it was 34 years old, 35, with the Raiders, Oakland Raiders, his defensive coordinator guy was Willie Shaw, who is an African-American. And Willie Shaw, 1998, Willie Shaw, 1999. Like, so, you know, I guess you have to backtrack a little looking for John Gruden with no black minority head coordinators. That being said, Shaw lasted 2 years. After that, all white offensive and defensive coordinators for about 11 years. Now, you could say what you want about that. Well, he had friends and he was helping out, you know, people that he's known and people who gave him a chance. Fine, whatever. Make excuses all you want. It's a pretty long ass time without a minority coordinator. Does that make him racist? Of course not. That does not make him racist. I'm sorry, guys. And again, this is a difficult discussion to have. you definitely cannot have it on social media. And it's even difficult to have here because I'm sure people are listening and having questions that maybe things I had not considered. And trust me, Monday night as I'm watching the game, I'm jotting down notes. I'm folding some laundry. I'm trying to usher the kids to bed, and I'm jotting down notes as I'm trying to cover all my bases with this. You know, and you sleep on it, and you're like, okay, what about this? And it's a tough one. This is, are the emails bad? Yes. They were his personal emails. Well, Jason, if there is personal or work, they're still bad. Yes, this is true. Should we now apply that to everyone? And that's kind of where the slippery slope begins. I don't know. I think Gruden resigning is probably best for everyone involved.
He has.
Although
you
would probably say maybe except the Raiders, right? Because they now have to go to the Denver Broncos this week. The line was 3.5 when the news popped. It's still 3.5. I thought that was light. Imagine what it's like at Raiders practice this week. You guys have been on teams before. The head coach, gone. Anybody who faces the media this week, it's not going to be about the Broncos. It's not going to be about the Bears let down. It's not going to be how 2 weeks ago you guys were 3-0. It's going to be, hey, was John Gruden a racist? Was John Gruden homophobic? What was it like with John Gruden? What do you think that he's got? That's all anybody's going to talk about. Kind of difficult to game plan, even for a divisional opponent, when that's the storyline for the Raiders this entire week. And I will confess, I went and bet the Broncos 3.5. I would assume it'll be Bridgewater. The Broncos were had a couple times on deep passes by the Steelers, which scares me because that's how the Raiders offense could get on track with Ruggs deep. Denver has the linebackers to defend Waller, but they have a lot of injuries. They also have the safeties too. It is at Denver, but they haven't been able to stop the run against the Ravens. And then against the Steelers, which is a little troubling. I would expect a max effort from Denver this week. I don't know. There's no way I could pick against Denver, or I can't bet on the Raiders here. Unless, even if it's like a circle the wagons type game where they just get it all to you. Let's win one for Gruden. Yeah, one of those. Like, it's going to be awkward. You had players defending him all weekend about the story that popped. And then Monday night, he resigns. I don't know. Rob, any thoughts quickly on the Raiders? I have one last layer of this you guys are going to love.
On the Raiders on the field and how this is going to affect them?
You played a lot of high school football. Your coach ever get fired midseason or resign?
No. It never happened. You know, it's not going to help. That's for sure. The problem, though, is whether he's there or not, their issues are going to be the same. Like, their offensive line sucks. They, according to Pro Football Focus, they have the worst run-blocking offensive line in NFL history. They have a bottom five pass-blocking offensive line, which I don't even know how that's possible. You would think that a team that was 3-0 scoring the way that they were scoring at minimum would be good or average in at least one of those two categories. And it seemed like they were winning in spite of them. So if it's not good, you know, obviously you don't want this to happen, but I don't really think it's going to affect them this week, you know, on the field as much as people might think. If they were going to lose, they were going to lose either way.
I keep finding out more interesting information as I look into the Gruden story. This one just came across, I would say my desk, but my phone. So other people on these email exchanges with Gruden and Bruce Allen are the Outback Bowl executive, some white dude, a Tampa Bay restaurateur, and Hooters co-founder Ed DeRosti. I don't know that I think I've eaten at a Hooters once or twice. The guy who founded Hooters, what kind of guy do you think that is, Rob? Now putting you on the spot, huh? See, now how does it feel to be on the spot? This is the tough questions you got to answer.
He's a guy who sends news to his friends. I think
he's going to get after it.
Yeah.
And that means over text. And that means over email. Can you imagine what the John Gruden email chains were like? I cannot imagine opening an email one morning and like John Gruden is sending me photos of topless cheerleaders. Like, it's kind of funny. You're like, I'm sorry. I would laugh at that. That is funny. That's what guys do. They send dumb pictures. Have you seen I Think I Love My Wife?
Yes, I have.
Chris Rock.
Yes.
Amazingly hilarious movie. So His wife suspects that something's go amiss. She makes chicken for dinner, and he's trying to get out and like hang out with this super hot chick. And he says, can a brother get a taco? And storms out of the house to go into New York City to hang out. So she starts going through his email. And obviously there's like one picture of like a naked Asian woman or something. And the mom is so disappointed. She's like, or maybe it was like topless, but she's like, just a topless girl? Like this is not what somebody who's cheating on the wife does. This is like one picture that guys send to one another, you know? Like, again, this is not excusing Gruden, okay? This is not saying I'm a savage who's on the receiving end of asinine emails from friends. Well, listen, I have kids now. I'm older. When I was younger, was that stuff flying around? Of course, the internet was like new. Like, when John Gruden's sending those emails, do you think he had any idea that any of them would ever see the light of day? Of course not. He's like sending it from his Hotmail account or whatever.
Just think about what kind of crew you're in when John Gruden's sending, you know, from his Hotmail or whatever it is he's using. And Bruce Allen is sending stuff from the @WashingtonFootballTeam.com official
company. Well, he probably wasn't, Rob, because there's been nothing on Bruce Allen yet. I'm sure that he just didn't reply, right? He's the guy who's like quickly texting, hey, man, keep that off my person.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We're about 30 minutes in, and I know I'm trying to summarize your whole point just for anyone who's listening. Are you saying that it's possible for someone to say that John Gruden and the things that he said were terrible and repulsive and should not be said, especially in 2021, while at the same time saying he should not lose his job over things that he said in a private conversation? Is that basically what you're saying?
It's tough, like mostly, but what would it look like in the Raiders facility this morning if John Gruden walked in? Remember, Urban Meyer had trouble relating to the players when he walked in after a video surfaced of him sitting on a bar stool and some chick grinding on his leg. In my opinion, that, by the way, that was in his own restaurant, which is kind of friggin' laughable. But like, I didn't think the Urban Meyer video was much, although I did, I think I told you guys, I showed my wife, I was like, would I get in trouble if this were me? She's like, well, I would be pissed. I was like, okay, got it. Okay, yep, got it. Like, it's just, I don't, it, how do you, if you're Gruden, approach an organization when you're the face of it and all that shit's out there?
You can't. That's why.
I think that probably was the move.
And that's what separates guys like Gruden and Urban Meyer from Robert Kraft getting rub and tugs.
Yeah, on the day of the AFC Championship
in a strip mall massage parlor that may have also been a prostitution locale, and Jerry Jones, who has viral photographs of him getting oral sex in a bathroom.
Really?
Yes.
Is that, how have I not seen forward that?
I'm sure that you have friends who have these in a group chat somewhere. But that shows you that there's levels to this game. That, you know, as powerful as these NFL head coaches and GMs may be, they're not the owners. They're not the ones who are really calling the shots. If they do something stupid, they're easily replaceable. But there's only 32 owners, and these guys are a boys' club, and they're not letting anything come between.
In reality, everybody thinks that they're so invaluable when every MF is replaceable. That's basically the deal. That's just how it works. So we'll wrap up with this, Rob. I'm of the belief, I did the gambling show with Cowherd yesterday. I said, listen, I have this feeling that the Giants could end up mailing it in. If they get torched by the Rams Sunday and they're double-digit dogs, it'll be a shocker if Danny Dimes plays. Saquon's definitely out. Galladay's hurt. Kadarius Toney's hurt. They could be on the losing end of a 40-10 game. And then it's like, oh, we have one win. The coach is probably on his way out. The GM is likely toast. All right. Like, somebody's getting this job. Like, I don't want to be mean to Danny Dimes, but the reality is he had his chance. He had his coach. And once you're the guy who drafted you and the coach who was with you, they're all gone. The new guy is going to want his own dude. So you're looking at a massive house cleaning in New York. I am of the belief, I think Rob probably agrees, this Gruden thing means that there could be a new GM, unless they let Mayock hire the guy. The new coach is probably going to say, hey, Derek Carr, you've had a nice run, and I'm going to want my own guy. What is a better job right now? The New York Giants, they got some dudes on offense. Defense, eh. Or the Vegas Raiders, who also have some dudes on offense. Less so than the Giants on defense. But it is in Vegas, where it's a lot cheaper to live than New York, the media capital of America. And once things go sour in New York, they're coming for your scalp. Rob, which is the better job, Raiders or Giants?
Without looking too deeply at their cap situation, which is a huge consideration here, I would say that the Raiders, for the reasons that you mentioned, you're going to get a longer leash, I feel like, in Vegas, because you're going to be having to move on from the stench of the John Gruden firing. And the New York media is tough, man. If you don't do well in New York, you could be out in two seasons.
Adam Gase did not last very long.
Yeah, so I would say Vegas.
The only reason I'd say New York is on-field product. You in the AFC West have to battle Justin Herbert and Patrick Mahomes for the next decade. And I think the Broncos probably have a better roster than the Raiders. They also do not have a quarterback.
And they probably get Aaron Rodgers.
That's a bit of a reach. But if they do, you know,
yeah, I could see then why nobody wants that job.
But Justin Herbert and Patrick Mahomes, there's zero chance they're going to have the best quarterback in the division for the next decade. Like, none. In the NFC East, Dak, very, very good. Had an injury. Also a little older. I think he was 28. And don't know about the Eagles. Although, right now, in one of the craziest situations in the NFC East, Rob, if the season ended tomorrow, shocker, it's not, the Eagles would have three top 10 picks. Okay, that's massive if you need a quarterback. Washington, which we're still waiting on those emails about the Washington culture. No quarterback in Washington either. And who's the other team? Washington, Giants, Eagles, Cowboys. Yeah, like, I think you got a better chance on the field thriving. Remember, the Dak Prescott money kicks in. I think they have like a 1.5 year, 2 year, 1 or 2 year window to do some damage. You got a chance to be better quicker in the NFC East, but you got to deal with the New York media. I don't know if New York winters are your thing. I don't think it's a slam dunk, but there are that it's not an easy choice. That's for sure.
Yeah. 1000%. It's like choosing between two bad things, the lesser of two evils, if you really got to break it down that way.
All right. So that does it for, I'm not going to dive deep into the Ravens comeback. Well done, Lamar. Awesome. I guess my big picture thing here is, if I get fired for stuff I said on today's pod, and hopefully that's not the case, I will definitely not apologize for anything. I will dig my heels in, and I will call in crisis management and ask, what do I do so I don't have to resign like John Gruden? But it is a fascinating topic. It's super interesting. It's weird that, like, Gruden resigning is no longer, in my opinion, the most interesting thing here. You've got 650,000 emails investigated over Washington, and there's zero that's turned up on Washington. It just happens that everything's centered around personal emails from John Gruden, and now he's been forced to resign. That, to me, is just unbelievable. Anyways, everybody have a great, phenomenal Tuesday. We'll talk to you tomorrow.